Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Shut your whore mouth.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh.
Come on, Jackie. Where's your confidence?
Get your microphone. Am I here too? Here I am.
We are here.
All right, so we are here at PangoCon. Everybody say hi to our listeners.
Hi!
I'm sure that sounded amazing.
So we are live streaming on our Facebook page, which is That More Thing at facebookwhatever.com.
Oh, I'm not. I'm doing it in the live podcast episodes page. Was I supposed to be doing it on the other page?
No, you can do live podcast episodes page. You have to ask to be in that group.
Yes.
It's super secret.
It's a super secret group. So.
Secret knock and everything?
Yes. The knock was, hey, Karen, want to join? I'm just adding you without your permission. Because that was how that went.
No, yeah. Oh, so we do have a live podcast group. But you do have to ask to get into it.
So yeah, at the end of this, if you're like, I want to be part of the super secret group,
yeah,
yes,
just let
us know. We can make that
we'll
happen.
Like tonight.
Tonight.
Okay. Secret podcast group?
Aw, Badger. Yeah, okay. We'll make you part of it.
All right, so welcome. Oh, didgeridoo man. Will you drop us a little beat?
That's it. That's the official opening.
Woo!
Official sounds. Official sounds. So
welcome to That More. Well, Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie tonight. We rebranded last year to That More Thing. We're not as drunk as we used to be, so we thought it was kind of a little silly. Like, when you listen to a podcast that's about getting drunk, like, you expect your presenters to be drunk.
And we were only drunk
like 3 times a year.
Yeah.
So,
but this is one of those times. Huzzah!
Because let me tell you how disappointed I was to listen to Money and Martini's podcast, and no one was ever fucking drinking. Oh, I'm drinking tea. Oh, I'm drinking some sparkling water with raspberry today. And I was just like, fuck you!
For your false advertising.
You don't call yourself Money and Martinis if you're not fucking drinking. Like, fuck y'all.
Money and pretentious white girl drinks.
Exactly.
Is what it should have been, called.
Yes, for sure. So we kind of renamed ourselves, just, you know, and That More Thing is something we say once in a while on our podcast, because we were drunk and stumbling, and we were like, yes, more of that thing.
That,
like, give
more
me more of that thing.
Thing.
So
that's how I said it.
That's what we decided to go with. So, because you always want more of that thing that you're getting from us.
Now you know.
So tonight we're going back to what we used to do, because I realized, like, I bet you the equipment we had works with my old iPhone, because that's when the last time it worked was. And we did a test and it seems to be working, but we're also recording on a secondary device just in case. Because Murphy's Law states when you use new equipment you haven't used in a long time, something gets fucked up. So,
although all of our reads are reading like we're not fucked up.
I know, I'm excited.
I mean, it can't gauge my drunkenness, so it has no idea.
And it could also be crackling. It could also be crackling in the background. We don't know.
It could be like shh.
And we won't know till post in like 2 days. So
2 days.
When I listen to it in two days. I didn't say it would be posted in 2 days. I said when I listen to it in 2 days.
Okay.
Because I always listen.
That's totally what I heard.
Yeah. Anyway, so welcome, friends. It is Cinco de Mayo, which means the 5th day of May.
That's what that
and
means.
And so we are drinking Jargaritas.
Jargaritas.
We have no snacks tonight because we're all snacked out from our stanky cheese panel earlier. So that was amazing. Y'all missed it.
Oh my gosh. One of the cheeses that I brought is like really stinking up our hotel room. I feel like, Shannon, your cheeses weren't even that stinky. Like, I went ham. I went like feet vagina cheese. Like, yeah.
She totally
so
did.
Many
well, she, I'm going to start with a serious answer, which is that the bacteria that make cheese stinky are very, very similar to the bacteria that make your feet smell. They're very similar.
And your vagina?
Very similar. I mean, it just has that, like, body odor stench. So, and when it's, like, extra strong feet, you sort of go, is that a stanky vag? Is that what that is? I'm not sure.
So I did, I went with, like, stanky blues, creamy breeze with blue in them and some really, like, pungent, flavorful cheeses. And Maggie just, like, went, like she said, full ham and just
straight
like got
Limburger.
I almost got Limburger. I was like, no, I can't do that.
I got Taleggio, and then I got this goat cheese that is just, that's the one that's, it's a wash rind goat cheese. So goat cheese has that funky goat cheese smell anyway. Wash rind cheeses are kind of known as being the stinkiest cheeses. So a wash rind goat cheese had its own like special feet stank. Yeah. That like ruined our hotel room.
Yeah.
You're not getting the security deposit.
They're like, we're charging you an extra cleaning fee. I don't know what you did to your fridge.
Right, exactly. I don't know what you did to your fridge because it stinks.
No livestock allowed.
So.
They actually never tell you that.
Badger just said they never actually tell you that.
So we really don't have a list tonight. We always just kind of wing it. And, shit, I should have turned that off. God damn it. The phone's going to start going to sleep, which means...
It's okay. I'll touch it a lot.
I'll touch it a lot.
Thank you.
But usually we just, you know, we get together, we have a beverage, we watch some TV, and we just talk about things that are going on in our lives. So, anything going on in your life, Max?
Fuck, I have no idea.
How's your PangoCon been?
Scott! He's live watching our video, I just got a note.
We have one viewer! Woo! To go along with our one listener. Woo!
I don't know how technology works.
We can bring Scott on camera. Let's do it.
Oh, it's epic. No, he's not on anymore.
Oh, he isn't.
I got called out.
I don't know what happened.
I'm getting fan shamed.
No, you're not. No.
Why is the... Oh, you have the thingy on your volume thingy, and it's freaking out your phone.
Well, let me try to fix things.
I just have to scoot it over a
little
bit.
I'll scoot. You talk, so I can do stuff.
Do... Keep going a little bit more.
No, it's not on it.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Hey, okay.
Yes.
Oh, so
it was our nap.
Our epic 2-hour nap we just took, right?
Hey, I was at our podcast. Naps are amazing.
I really love coming to PenguinCon and seeing all you guys every year. It's like the one time I get out and get to see everyone, and not that I'm a shut-in, but, you know, it's like when I get to run into a ton of friends all at the same time in the same weekend, so that's always a real joy for me. And I love presenting, so the cheese panel was pretty epic this year because it was a small group of people who were there intentionally for, like, our stanky cheese. So they had a more, like, established palate when it comes to cheese.
Nice.
Unlike our like cheese tasting 101, which brings people in by the droves, and that tends to be really overwhelming and not a hot mess, but just overwhelming because it's 50 people in the food suite, and they're zipping through the tasting line and zipping through the tasting line. And this was a smaller group, maybe about 17, 20 people, so it was really nice and intimate. And we got a lot of great feedback from them, and they had they all left the room like, yeah, that was great, that was amazing. So that's always rewarding when people leave your panels. I'm like, oh, that was so great, woo!
I really do love hotel beds, though. Like, I love hotel beds. So I wasn't fully joking when I said the nap, but also, of course, hanging out with my demon lobster pals, obviously, one of my most favorite things that I look forward to every year at PenguinCon. And for those of you who don't know, we crash their podcast every year. We've invited ourselves on. We just show up. We push people over and grab our own mic, and that's how that goes. We actually... We're talking about this. So the reason we met these fools was because They asked us, PenguinCon asked us a few years ago to do a podcasting 101 panel, right? And it was super fun. And my brother was there, who's the greatest human being of all time. I know you're going to see this, and I love you. My brother was there, and he actually was like, wow, that was really amazing and informative. And then the next year, they brought in the IT and the D people, and they just, like, steamrolled us on the panel and then never asked for us to come back, which I personally think is total bullshit, and here's why. Their panel's not a 101 panel. His is all about, his is like high level, like how to brand yourself, how to like be a part of a podcasting
how
team,
to get sponsors, how to get
sponsorship,
how to get on a network.
That's not 101.
Like that. No, 101 is how to plug microphones into your iPhone and hit record.
which was the class we were teaching. So I think that both of them should exist, and I think it was shitty of them to ask that of us and then to kick us out. Yeah. So there. I said it.
I actually... So I went to a podcasting panel this morning, and the guy...
I was sleeping.
...from BroPod... Oh, I'm such an asshole.
Yeah, just be an asshole. Just roll with it. Go.
Like Bro Podcasting,
yep, nailed
Network.
It.
He was there. His name's Brian. I'm really sorry, dude. Because, of course, he wrote down my information. He's going to listen to this later.
Oh, shit.
I'm an asshole.
See, because I always just go on the assumption that no one is listening to us. And so I just, you know.
Which is great. So
I can say literally whatever I want.
So it was like a feedback panel. How to get your listeners to actually talk back to you, right? And it was all, we talked a lot about, you know, social media and whatnot. And afterwards, I was like, you know, and I told him that story you just said. And I was like, it'd be Pod Bros. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, because I tagged it on Facebook. Thank you, Scotty.
Scott, you're amazing.
Scotty Applesauce.
Don't tell me something I don't already know. Beautiful.
So I was like, I told him that story, and I was like, you know, it'd be really great if we could, like, if you could lead a 101 with our two teams, and then, you know, IT and the D can, like, do the advanced shit. And so he's like, well, I'm like, you have a little more clout because he's doing his panels with all of them this weekend. I was like, I think you can swing it for us for next year. So we'll see. I'll stay in touch with them and see what can happen. So, but that was a great podcast because a lot of people are like, oh, how do you start a podcast? And it's like, you literally open a talking app on your phone and hit record and then upload it into the internet.
Nailed it. Done with that panel. We finished it.
And it can be as easy as that, or it can be as complicated as, I mean, and John doesn't have a super complicated setup. He has a soundboard, he has fancy mics, and he does some post-production work. So it can be as complicated as that, or as simple as us recording off of our iPhones and then uploading and producing and adding, you know, intros and outros and breaks and whatnot. So... but it's all a labor of love, and we love to do it, so. But other than PenguinCon, anything going on?
I don't remember.
I had one thing I wanted to talk about.
Is this about the shorts?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's do this.
So I have an international student this year. She's from France, and she goes to our local area high school.
We also call those exchange students, but that's not really what it is, because she is not sending her four-year-old to France at the end of this.
Right.
All right, continue.
We're not exchanging students.
Right. International student.
So she goes to our local high school, which has like 5,000 students in it, and it's an affluent county, and so there's, and the income, the median income really ranges from like, you know, 50s and 40s to like millions. And so our school systems, I'm not mathing correctly, go fuck yourself.
I'm a math tutor.
So
you tell them.
The median income is like $120,000 a year for my city, okay?
Did you make that number up?
No, I know it. Because I'm below the median. So, I know those
Some
facts.
People have got to be below it for it to be the median. That's
right,
also
exactly.
How math works.
So I get it. So I get it that the administrators deal with a lot of shit. They deal with a lot of, like, entitled rich asshole parents and a lot of, you know, more, you know, not as privileged parents and families. I get it. So every week we get an email from the principal, and it's like his little weekly recap. And I had sent the email to Maggie so we can read it, but it's on her phone. Currently being used. But the gist of his, he had a bunch of bullet points, but like the first bullet point was something to the effect of, now I consider my, I know some consider me old-fashioned, but parents, please help me with the dress code. The shorts your daughters are wearing are nothing short of beach shorts, and it's really hard for us to police over 2,000 bodies and their wardrobes. So please be active in making sure your daughters are wearing appropriate dress.
Hashtag my body is not a distraction.
Right. So I don't have any skin in this game. I have an international student who wears jeans and sweatshirts all day long. But I was like, oh, you fucker. And he could have got that point across by simply saying, point one, now that the weather is warmer, please make sure all your students are following proper dress code, period. Right? Everyone's nodding. Like, yes. Yes. That is the professional principal, like, sentence that should have went out. But he totally body shamed the females of the school by wearing shorty shorts.
And also didn't, like, right. So there's two parts with that. One, females, mm-hmm. right? Because it wasn't,
specifically
like...
called out females.
Right. And the other is, like, the specific item of clothing also.
Right, shorts. So I wrote back, and I was like, thank you so much for your thoughtful weekly emails. I really appreciate them.
Because Shannon's really good at that shit. I'm not. I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
And then I said something to the effect of, clothes not being gender neutral.
Oh, you said, and I encourage you to go to Target.
Yeah, so I said a sentence of, like, it's really hard for women to find appropriate length shorts. Clothes are not, shorts are specifically not gender neutral. I said, I challenge you to go to Target, shop in the women's section, and attempt to find appropriate length shorts. And if you find them, please take photos and post them in your next newsletter. Thank you. Really nice email, and he actually, the fucker, he didn't have to respond, right? Like, you don't have to respond to parents trolling you, and I wasn't trolling him at all. I was just like, I was pissed, and I wanted to make a point, and I really should have been like, hashtag my body is not a distraction, but I didn't want to be that woke in an email to the principal. The fucker actually responded. And he was, like, really snippy and a dick. What did he say? It was something like,
I'm a snippy dick.
it was, I have no issues with them wearing shorts they buy in the store. It's when they are short and tattered and their butts and pockets are hanging out of the bottom.
That's what you fucking buy at the store!
Thank you, Karen.
I'm getting some fucking alcohol!
You do that. You do that.
Hashtag go fuck yourself.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly. So I was just like, oh!
Karen's furious.
Yeah.
Don't mess with her and her lobster claw arm.
Right? So I was telling my coworker about this, like, as I'm doing it. I was like, oh, he responded. Come here and look. And then that was our reaction. Karen's reaction was our reaction at my cubicle at work. And we're like, you go fuck yourself, motherfucker. Like, it is not 1987. Girls do not make shorty shorts at home anymore.
P.S. Back in the 80s, men wore them too.
Yes.
I have pictures of my father.
Yeah. AJ is shaking his head.
AJ's like, yo, I wore short shorts.
You have a picture of that on your Facebook.
I didn't personally know, but I can attest
to that. And yeah, I'm like, fucker, like, no, like, you didn't read my email. Go be a good principal. Go see what we have to fucking deal with. And it's something I'm already dealing with. I've been dealing with it since my kid turned 12 months old. And I put her in female cargo shorts with her diaper hanging out of the bottom.
Yeah.
And I took a picture. I know, right, that fucking slut? Like, go put some longer goddamn shorts on, baby. Your ass is hanging out. But because she's number 10 out of my family of nieces and nephews, I have boy clothes, and I have female gendered clothes, and I pulled out a pair of boy shorts, 12 months, and her little pair of shorts, she was wearing little khaki shorts, and I put them up next to each other, and I took a motherfucking picture, and I was like, this is what we're dealing with. And it's from the age of 12 months to 18, and further along. Like, women cannot find shorts in the store that are appropriate length for school and whatnot. So, yes.
In middle school, I'll never forget.
Are you going to tell a story? Come on up and get on the mic so that everybody, so that all of our listeners can hear you.
Yeah, and I don't have a freestanding mic.
And your
mug,
beautiful,
like
your beautiful voice.
Yes, it's amazing. Here you go. Talk right into that.
Get like deep throat. Get it up there.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. You're perfect.
Okay. So in middle school, I liked having pockets.
Oh, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I liked having pockets in my shorts, right? So I would buy the dude's shorts that came up to like just above your knee.
Cargo shorts?
Yeah, the cargo shorts, which were in compliance with our dress code at school. And I got dress coded whenever our school, because they were just above the knee. They were literally at the top of my kneecap. And there were girls that same exact day, I'll never forget, who were wearing skirts and shorts that they didn't even
cover
the fingertip length.
Yeah.
And I was just like, are you serious? And it was the first time I ever got dress coded, and I called my counselor out on her sexist attitude about it.
Yeah. You get that, girl. You tell them.
Shit.
Fuck that bullshit.
Melissa, were you busty in middle school?
Totally.
Okay.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
Fuck those assholes.
Plus hashtag I'm a distraction.
But yeah. I was also, like, I wore the baggiest pants and, like, the t-shirt with the giant wolf face on it.
Nice.
So, like...
We know you.
I was a super distraction. Like, I was just... Whoa, man. People, there were like rumors that I was a dude because of how I dressed. Like, so yeah, I was a total distraction.
I still get that.
Yeah.
You are beautiful. Tell me you're a woman?
Oh, yes. Believe it or not.
Can't confirm.
Thank you for sharing.
You know how I know?
It's fucking ridiculous.
I washed a pair of her jeans.
It fucking kills me.
I can barely get my fingers into the pocket.
Oh, shit. I wore men's jeans.
Oh my god. So, pockets. That's another fucking thing. Okay, so women don't have pockets. If we're lucky, we can put our fingertips, literally men, up to our knuckles here. Maybe we can fit our phone in sideways. That's going to sound amazing because that's recording. And I put a pair of my husband's dress pants on just because unfortunately, we're similar sized. And I had to take them back. And I was like, well, I'll see if they fit me. Because why not? And I put them on. The pockets, ladies.
You put an arm in a pocket.
Went down to the fucking knees. Ben's holding up his arm down to his elbow. I was like, yeah, fucking my hand went down to my knees. And I was like, oh, what magical sorcery is this?
What?
Did
you have another question?
So much pockets.
Fifth of Jameson.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This fucker's putting a fifth of Jameson
in his pocket.
I was like, are all your pants like this? And he was like, yeah. Aren't yours? I was like, no. Usually they're fake and sewn shut. Like, I don't get it.
Yes, love.
Melissa, yes.
They actually put pockets in their pants.
Target puts pockets in their pants for women.
I
there we go.
This phone in.
Nice.
Awesome.
She can fit her giant phone
in. Yeah, giant phone. Nice.
I dig that. I dig that. Now I know. Now that's the thing I know.
Just relying on my cleavage for so long.
Same. Right? Cleavage, yeah. Fucking man.
Cleavage
I can get
pockets.
A phone. I can get a camera.
Snacks.
You know? Snacks. Money, wallet, I got like all this, it's like whoosh. Before your phone and camera were the same thing, I could totally get like a digital camera and my phone around one boob, and then like money and credit cards around
keep
the other.
Keep groping yourself like that.
Because of a bra, right?
Yeah.
I don't wear those either.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, when I was flat-chested, that was a struggle, like when I would go out and do things and couldn't. like, I was like, where do I put this stuff? I actually started wearing kangaroo shoes again so that I could have the little zip pockets. Like, there's my car key. There's my money.
Like, now I know why fanny packs are popular. I'm like, I think I need one of those motherfuckers. Like, I know it's not 1987, but I hear they're coming back because, like,
sorry,
runners
wear
them.
We're old enough that it doesn't matter.
We're old enough that it doesn't matter.
I'll wear my Birkenstocks and socks and fanny pack to Disney any day now.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Your husband's cargo shorts.
Right. And my husband's cargo shorts. Faux show. Yeah, yeah. So that was my rant.
Yeah.
It's time for Shannon rants.
It's normally
it's
Maggie
rants.
Normally it's me.
I'm just tired of it. And there's have been tons of blogs and mommy blogs and shit written about the inequality of, like, specifically shorts between boys and girls. And how the clothing for toddlers shouldn't fucking matter. They literally have the same body shape till they hit 13, 14, 15. Like, my son's ass is the same size as my daughter's ass at 12 months. I don't have a son. I'm just making up shit. Hypothetical.
My
hypothetical.
They're just has the one kid.
Their hypothetical asses are the exact same size. I don't need girl cut for my 18-month-old. Go fuck yourself.
But
okay,
how do we know to body shame your child?
You
can't tell.
Exactly.
Yeah, how do we know how to body shame the child? We don't know. If we're not.
As a white male, I need to know these.
As a white male. That's my favorite start to a sentence ever.
I need to know how to impress people. Please make this easier for me. I have to, like, go out and research how to impress people. No. I want this handed today.
Something I produced that wasn't especially for me. Well, fuck that.
Oh, Shannon and I were talking about that earlier today.
What? What were we talking about? I'm so sorry.
When something is not made especially for me.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Right? When inclusivity is a thing,
yeah.
Men getting all mad. It is not directed directly at me, and therefore I hate it.
Right. What were we bitching about for
certain,
that?
Certain former famous attendees of PenguinCon.
Oh, yeah.
Is it me?
No.
Are you a former attendee?
No, Shaggy, it's not you.
You're Shaggy.
I know, as in, it isn't me. Anyway.
It isn't me. Was the me.
Okay. It wasn't me. Yeah.
I was riding that wave.
That's my rant.
Right along with you.
We're like, we don't have anything else. What's going on, everyone?
I don't know. You asked me what's going on in my life, and I literally cannot remember what is going on in my life.
Well, you're tutoring a lot.
I am tutoring a lot.
I'm getting my exchange students leaving soon. I'm a little sad. I'm totally going to miss her. I'm already trying to replace her. Not really. I'm never going to replace her. But, like, you know, we did sign up to get it. I got talked into getting another one. So. Dude, if y'all want to, like, just add a teenager to your life, hosting an exchange student is, like, the easiest thing to get approved for in the world. So all you have to do is
Shannon
give them a
approved.
Bed and feed them 3 times a day. It's easier than a puppy.
Right.
So if you've ever, like, you know, just kind of wanted to add a child to your household, like, I encourage you to host an exchange student. It's a lot of fun.
Windows.
What?
Do they do windows?
They will do anything you can talk them into. Because they're here as a guest and are super appreciative of the experience. And so they literally will be like, yes, I will wash your windows because you asked.
So how are things going?
And I don't
going?
Want to offend you.
So for
now,
the,
my French student, not so much. She's from Paris. So
for the audience who doesn't know, Shannon's sister was like, here are my cats so that my children can still see them. And Shannon was like, what? So she went from having one cat to 3 cats overnight because her sister force those cats upon her.
Yeah.
And her sister's cats are the neediest fucking cats. Yeah. Like, they are, they will just, like, get in your business constantly. And her exchange student
loves them.
So have you figured out how to send your cat to Paris?
I have. And I do have permission, but I don't know if I want to pay for it.
Oh, it's a lot.
Well, yeah, you have to, we did look it up, what you have to do to move a domestic animal to a foreign country. They literally have to be FDA approved. Which I thought is hilarious. So they have to be up on all their shots and have special certificates, and one of those is an FDA-approved certificate, and then you have to fly them over. And it's probably going to cost like $500 if we want to do it, but I do have permission to send her favorite one home with her if she wants to. But she's going to go home, she's going to spend a few weeks in Paris with her dad, like a month in Paris with her dad, and then a few weeks with her sister, and then she goes to the south of France to live with her mom and to a brand new boarding school. So I actually don't know if that's like the best deal for the cat at this point.
Right. That's legit.
But they are both going to really miss her, the cats. I won't be surprised if I start having pee and poop piles all over the house because of the separation. So
they'll be depressed because they're obnoxious as fuck, and she actually deals with
like
them.
Like, pets them and loves them. And yeah. And she's allergic, which is hilarious. So, right, so she lets them lick her face, and I'm like, go wash your face, what are you doing? So she, anyway, well, it's been a really great experience, so I do encourage, if you guys are ever interested, to do it. Yeah, Ben, hi.
What's the most interesting thing you've learned about French culture?
The most interesting thing I've learned about French culture is actually that the stereotypes are pretty true. And like, she admits it, and like, all the American stereotypes are pretty true too. The one thing I've also learned...
I'm not fat and loud.
Is, it's like, America's take on French food, even when it comes from a self-proclaimed French chef, is not French food. So we went to D.C. for Thanksgiving, and there's all these really
next
famous...
Next you'll tell me Taco Bell isn't
Mexican.
Real Mexican food.
So we went to D.C. over Thanksgiving. My sister lives there, so we definitely were taking her to D.C. for that experience, which she loved. And I was like, oh, let's try some French restaurants, because I know D.C. has a plethora of French restaurants. Why wouldn't it? And so we started looking at all the pictures of the food, of all the super famous expensive French restaurants of D.C. She's like, that is not French food. I was like, it's not? She's like, no. I was like, oh, okay.
So they didn't have fries?
And there were no fries.
No fries. They do love, she says they do actually eat a lot of ratatouille, a lot of pasta, and a lot of fresh vegetables. And so she's totally fallen in love with this tortilla soup I randomly make now, and she wants it like once a week. So... French tacos are different than tacos you get in America or anywhere else. They're basically grilled paninis with a tortilla shell. So if you take a big 10-inch tortilla shell and you fill it with whatever you want to put in it, meat, cheese, like a taco, and you fold it into a big square and then
it's
down with a panini press.
It's called a quesadilla.
It's a square, thick, square quesadilla. Yeah.
Is it a crunch wrap?
Yeah, it's like a crunch wrap. It's like legit a crunch wrap. A tortilla grilled on the panini. It's a crunch wrap. So that's a French taco. Because when we were like, let's, yeah, the crunch wrap is a French taco.
That's
not
going to take away from this podcast.
Now we know.
Did you know that the crunch wrap is a French taco?
Now we know.
Right?
You're so fucking fancy.
Just dip, yeah. Well, dip that into some cream fraiche and you are all over it. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours of convincing lies by
Shane. So it's been really fun having her. She found herself a boyfriend.
Yeah. You think they're going to last?
No. Oh, no. Yeah, no. I actually already told her. I was like, you're breaking up, right? She's like, oh yeah. Like, that's not lasting. Like, they might hook up again later, but I introduced her to the boy, literally the boy behind us, the boy next door. He's kind of on the geeky side, you know. He's got like thick curly hair, thick glasses, really good at school, plays lacrosse, a little bit socially awkward, and she's like this glamorous teenager from Paris. And I was like, shh, it'll never happen. He's totally not her type. He's super nice. I was like, well, I'll introduce them. He can show around town. They can be friends. Because she had a really, really hard time making friends. She literally has two friends, her boyfriend and one other friend. She's super, super shy. I actually took like 3 months to get her to talk to me. So now she doesn't shut up, which is amazing, but it's been 6 months. So, and she goes home and do. And then like 2 weeks later, they're like seeing each other all the time, all the day. And I was like, I'm like, that escalated quickly. And I asked her, I was like, are you guys dating? And she was like, yeah. I was like, that wasn't supposed to happen. Because they really strongly encourage you to like not get romantically involved in this year. Like, it's an immersion experience. You're supposed to learn about the culture, not like busy yourself and alienate yourself from your host family by having a boyfriend.
You should understand that attraction thing more than anybody in this room.
Right, that attraction thing, yes, I do. Which is why I've been, like, really adult with my 17-year-old adult French exchange student and treating her like an adult, and that she is, because she's used to a little more.
By telling her, you are not allowed to have sex in my house.
Yes, I said, you... I did, actually... Scott's like, bang him in the back of a car. And Scott said, that is exactly what I said.
You can have sex in the back of a car like the rest of us did in high school.
That is legit exactly what I said. I was like, you need to respect the wishes of the households. And I don't really want you having sex in my house. And I know his mom doesn't want you having sex in their house. And I know you're having sex. She might be in the dark. So you better get used to that back seat real quick. So they are they are indeed like they are indeed involved, and his mom did like catch them once, except she thought they were like I found out from my because my mom's friends with his mom, and she lives behind me. And so she's like the age between me and my mom. So she's like, you know, 10 age year difference between me and my mom. She's right in the middle. And so Lisa came home and she's like, I have to tell you something. She's super honest. And that's all I asked for. Like, don't lie to me. Just tell me everything going on. I'm never going to get mad at you for telling me the truth and what's going on in your life. She's like, we got caught. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, we were done. And his mom came home early and kind of caught us. I was like, oh! So he got grounded from seeing her for like a week.
Oh, Karen, it gets better.
It gets better. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. Sorry about your luck. Try not, and that's what I was like, you better get used to the backseat of that car a little better. So, it gets better. So, a few weeks go by, and I'm shopping with my mom, and I'm like, hey, so did you hear, like, Colt got grounded from seeing Lisa? I probably should not have said their names, oh well. And my mom's like, yeah, Holly caught them almost having sex.
For the first time.
And I went... Oh, is that what they think happened? And my mom was like, why? What happened? I was like, they were done, dude. Like, she didn't interrupt anything. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, she might have interrupted the cigarette, exactly, but that's about it.
And I was also, like, Holly thought she stopped them from the first time. She thought they hadn't had sex before.
Yeah. So, like... So this young gentleman, this is like his first girlfriend. He lost his virginity to the French foreign exchange student. So like, wow. Like I know Mark put one up on the scoreboard for him. Hey. Like that is something that's going to carry him through college. It's going to be an amazing story. Yeah, this one time I dated the French foreign exchange student. It was amazing. She was like, she did things to me that...
She did things to me that I now think normal because it was my first time.
Exactly. Scotty said she did things to me that I think is normal because it was my first time. Yeah, so of course y'all know what I do on the weekends. So
some of them don't know. Some people don't know what you do.
So I have been a peer romance consultant for 11 years. So I do...
Draw us a picture of what you do on the weekend.
You draw a picture. picture of what I do on the weekends.
Are you sure like, you want me to do this?
Yes, it'll come from you
Shannon,
so much better.
Karen's just going to draw a giant dick. You know that, right?
I know. Yes.
I love you.
I'm a sexual health educator or romance enhancement consultant with Pure Romance. So
is that
I sell.
That's what I call it.
That's the classy term.
I want
of slinging dildos
face
and,
right now.
Selling lube.
I went to art school.
Guards of romance enhancement consultants and dildos.
Slinger, right?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Be real careful which one you hand out.
Yeah, right. I'm handing out dildo slinger here and romance enhancement consultant at the country club. So,
Scott, do you have a question? Scott raised his hand. Yes, Scott.
Scott.
Hi. So, have you leveraged your other job to help your exchange student have a thorough and enjoyable experience?
That is what I was getting to, yes. Badgers. Picture is pretty good. Yes, so I have. So I'm like, here's a book on masturbation. Here's some lube. If you have any questions, please come to me first. And she has, which is great. So one of them was like, so the lube you gave me. She's like, does that go on him or me? Because it was really slippery one time. I was like, oh no, honey, on you. It's like, don't put that on him and then use it. Like, it'll be a hot mess.
Like, it's like a water slide.
Yeah, it's like a water slide. I'm like, that goes all on you. And if he doesn't want to use that, you tell him to go fuck himself. Because you need to protect your pink parts. We don't need any micro tears.
And tell him to use the lube then.
Yes. So, where's my picture?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a big fat dick. I love it. Oh, let's show everyone who's watching, which is just Scott.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't show the live group what Badger drew us, which was this.
Yeah, dicks plus money equals Shannon.
Right. So.
I think that's a cyclical.
Yeah, it's a cycle thing.
So it's been real fun. So I encourage you, if you're ever interested in hosting, to host. There's a lot of men and women that come over from all different sorts of countries. The company I will continue to get my students from is called Youth for Understanding. The experience has been great. The company is not like amazing to work with, so just set that bar low. They get the students here appropriately. Everything comes great, but then like communication on the flip side's a little lacking. So just like if you set your your expectations low, you won't be disappointed. Right. But the experience has been great. We've really enjoyed her. I'm really gonna miss her. It is gonna be like losing a daughter when she goes home.
I know your bio daughter was like, I want Lisa to be my sister.
Yeah, it was amazing. Aww. It was really cute. Can Lisa be my sister, mommy? I was like, yeah. Yeah.
can think of her that way for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So she's just asked the other day, she's like, oh, can I come, like in a year or two, can I come back for this summer? I was like, absolutely. I'm like, anytime you want to come back to America, you just let us know when you're going to be here, and I'll make sure your room's ready for you. And we're actually already planning trips because I turned 40 this year, which is why I'm wearing my tutu. So,
those things are correlated.
Those things are indeed correlated. And because it was like, it wasn't the birthday I expected. I had pictured in my mind. A bunch of shit happened. I really don't want to get into it.
I'll give the Reader's Digest version.
It wasn't like the 40th birthday I had really planned in my head. We're going to do a 42 birthday.
This was all my idea. You're going to shut up. I'm going to tell this story.
In New Orleans.
Shut up.
I don't want to bring
no,
the
I'm
house
not.
Down
I'm not
a negative
I'm
story.
Not. Here's what it is.
Maggie,
I kept
we're
going
to go to Las Vegas for Maggie's 40th.
You
I will. Let me just finish my thought, God damn it. At least I was going to come back for both, okay? Fine.
For my
now you
40th
can tell everyone
birthday
how horrible my family is.
20 years.
From now?
5 years. It's in fucking 5 years. Shut up. I was going to say, so what happened was this. I kept on being like, Shannon, what do you want to do for your birthday? Shannon, what do you do for birthday? And she just kept on being like, I don't know. It's going to be awesome. Which is true, because Shannon is awesome, and she plans amazing parties, right? But then some, like, family life drama happened, and she was like, oh, no, I have... Joseph says to shut up. Oh, she was telling you. I thought he was telling me.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Shannon. Family life stuff happened. She had to move her party a week, and then, like, people didn't show up. And it was supposed to be an epic bash, but then because of changing the date, it wasn't an epic bash. And also, like, the week before the original party, she was like, I now regret that we're not going on a trip.
Yeah.
And she said, should we go next year for when I turn 41, and it's the 20th anniversary of my 21st birthday. I said, no, we should go in 2 years when you're 42, when it's the answer to life and the universe and everything. So we are going to New Orleans for Shannon's answer to everything.
So if you want to go, let me know. I just did the Facebook group.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yes. And then
I literally already have an invite planned.
Yeah. And we also already have an invite planned for my 40th birthday
in Las Vegas.
So
in 4 years.
Three and a half. Yeah. Four and a half. I don't know how to count. Shut up. I'm drunk.
I'm a math tutor.
So this is that story. So our regular listeners know this already, but you all don't. So I'm going to tell you the story.
Yes, Shannon, we have 13 listeners, and it'd be great if we could add all of you.
Some of these people are our 13.
I know. No,
okay.
A game of about two.
Yeah, that'd be great. So what happened was this. Shannon and I were supposed to go to Las Vegas together. And I was with my ex at the time, and he was driving us to the airport. And I was in the front of the car. We weren't even to your house yet. And I was like, I feel terrible. Like, maybe I shouldn't get on the plane. And Shannon was like, shut the fuck up. You probably just have gas or something. Get your act together.
It's literally right? always gas.
Right. So,
and as the best friend, you call your girlfriend out. You're just like, get your shit together. We're going to Vegas. You're not missing this trip.
Right. So I go through.
Which is exactly what I said to my other best friend. And I'll tell you the result of that story.
I don't think I know the story.
No.
So we go to the airport, and I like can't stand up. And I'm like, yeah, you have to put me in a wheelchair. I can't stand up. You have to put me through security in a wheelchair. And like, I'm turning like pale and clammy, and people are like, is she okay? Right. And I'm like laying on the floor of the bathroom.
DTW.
Right, like, literally laying on the floor. That happened. And I just kept on feeling like I didn't know what was going on, but it was horrible pain. And like my back was hurting and my front was hurting, and it was just like the worst pain. And I go to the gate. I'm like, okay, because Shannon's like, pull it together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I stand up to go to the gate, and I start throwing up in the trash can right in front of the guy. And he's like, you can't get on this flight.
So, and then finally I'm like, yeah, maybe we should not go.
So I gave Shannon all my money because, yes, Joseph, you should have booze. Because my brother's on commenting.
Jargarita.
Yeah, we're having jargaritas. So I give Shannon all my money because I'm not an asshole. I'm not going to make her pay for my part of the trip that I'm not going on. And I go to the hospital, and I had a kidney stone, and it was enormous. And it actually did like internal damage. So yeah, I spent Thanks, babe. Every time I was feeling okay, I was like, I wish I was in Las Vegas with everyone. And then whenever I was feeling terrible, I was like, thank God I'm not in Las Vegas.
Because I did realize something was very wrong at the gate. And I was like, well, like, you could go, and then you'd end up spending the weekend in the ER in Vegas. Or you can stay home and be comfortable in your own ER in Ann Arbor. Which one would you like?
Fewer Elvis impersonators.
Right. I mean, and who knows? They could have gotten mixed up and thought that I was a plastic surgeon,
right.
Like surgery patient, and I could have gotten a third boob, because like that is the exact type of thing that would happen in Las Vegas.
It ended up being like really great. So we were on Southwest, and they were amazing. They were like, Miss Mabel, we're taking care of you. They didn't refund her money, but they were like, we have canceled your seat on this plane. You still have two tickets to use for the next year on any flight you would like with Southwest. And I was like, can you pull her bags? And they were like, yes, we will pull her bags.
I forgot that you did that. I was so like in pain and blacked out at
that
time.
So they pulled her bag off the plane. And then a little concierge dude,
I don't remember
like,
any of this,
wheeled her back to the front of the airport because we made her boyfriend at the time, like, wait in the cell phone lot till we took off. Like, we were actually smart enough to be like, well, maybe you should hang around just in case. And he did, and we did end up needing him. So he came right back. Concierge dude met him up front and threw her in the car, and like away they went to the hospital. And away I went to Vegas. Hey!
Hopefully see you when I get back.
Hopefully see you when I get back, Bob. Thanks for your money. Set it all on black. So
Scott, these are ways you know I'm drunk.
Like, Maggie really felt like she missed out on that experience in Vegas that we had. So we're going to plan it for her 40th birthday.
We're making up.
And you're all welcome.
Missing, for me missing Vegas.
To join us. And we're going to do it up. Like, we're going to try and rent out, like, you know, a block of rooms and do some shows and really do it. So if you're interested in joining us, let us know. So I did do that to another friend once. My BFF in college was complaining one night about having really bad cramps, really bad period cramps, and she's just like, I feel weird, I feel off, it's just not wrong. I was like, you're fine, just go home, take like 6 Advil and sleep it off. So she did, and then like the next morning she's like, I still feel wretched, and she went to the ER, and bitch like had to have her appendix removed.
So long story long, Shannon is a
I am a miserable best friend, don't ever listen to me. So she had her appendix removed, and then they figured out she only had 1 ovary and 1 kidney while they were in there. Like fishing around. I was like, oh my god, you're like one-eyed Willie. You only have like one of everything. Holy shit. So moral of that story is I'm the worst, and don't listen to me if I tell you to walk it off. Sorry, y'all. Taco Bell has French tacos.
Don't
listen
to Shannon.
Shannon.
You don't feel good.
Like, she would be the kind where your arm is going the wrong way, and she's like, just pop it back in.
It's just gas.
So my daughter's fingers did bend in the wrong direction recently, and I freaked the fuck out, and we ran to the ER.
Oh,
so.
Because she's a child. So therefore,
well, when your child's tiny,
Badger said, because Shannon actually
loves her. But you know how tiny their fingers are, and their bones are really pliable and fragile at this point in life, right?
No, pliable and, means not fragile.
Well, you know,
brittle means fragile.
Oh, okay.
And that's why you wouldn't take.
Thank you.
There you go. You're good to go.
All right. Thanks for the anatomy lessons,
does your
fuckers.
Mother have scurvy?
We are pirates. Shannon and I go to Scurvy Land.
So
this is a throwback.
I don't know
what I'm talking about.
I don't know what happened, but she was like pressing down on the edge of a table and slipped. And then she brought, and she started screaming, like screaming. And she brought her hand up, and the tips of her 3 fingers were bent up. Like at that first knuckle, right? Bent up, and like with like a V shape. And I went, oh! That's not supposed to happen!
That's my nothing ass!
Lisa saw it, and she was like, like, Lisa freaked out. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, something. I think I didn't want to, like, bend them back. I didn't want to break anything, right? So we went to the, I called Scott, and I was like, he went to guys that he started gaming, guys. My husband started gaming. I know, right? I legit think it's out of boredom. But he's still gaming and getting together with the guys once a week, so that's awesome. I called him. I was like, I couldn't get a hold of him. And so I called the guys he was with, and I was like, Shane, put Scott on the phone. And they were like, oh, like, and they were like using the phone for gaming, so it was on speakerphone, and everyone heard like the urgency in my voice. Like, you have to come home now. I think we have to take Catherine to the ER. And he was like, okay, bye.
So of course, like, actually responded to you in words.
Yeah.
So, you know, my joke is that her husband's
really,
a caveman.
Like, they're,
I can see that.
So we take her to the ER. Of course, by the time we get to the ER, her fingers are back to normal. They're not bent in a direction they're not supposed to be bent in any longer. But we still get her checked out and shit. And the doctor's like, yeah, we think she's double jointed. But they use the scientific word for that, like hyperflexive or something like that. And I was like,
awesome. I love
awesome.
It when Shannon tries to say words.
So how much did that cost you to learn?
Right. Well, I have really good insurance.
Oh, good.
So it cost me out of pocket $100, but it was probably like a $3,000 visit. And we literally didn't get any testing done. We just laid on a gurney in the hallway at Mott for 3 hours while she collared.
That's
and
what I did during my kinder stone. No, I just laid on the gurney. I fell asleep. I tried to sleep through the pain. So
my kid's double jointed.
And now we know that.
And now we tell her, shh, walk it off, kid, walk it off.
Bringing it back around.
You'll be fine, just walk it off. Shake it out. It'll
all right,
be fine.
So here, I have a slightly sad life story. It's just
what?
Not very sad, just personally I'm bummed. So I'm going to tell that.
Badger.
But then, Badger's leaving?
Bye.
That's sad.
He left his lady. He's coming back. Oh, he's got to pee.
Oh my God, that was very
which
graphic
I did
and
last
unnecessary.
Night, I was like, we're doing our Ask Me Anything, and it's on Badger and Mike. I was like, I got plenty of time.
So
I'm gonna forever.
I know.
So I ran to pee, and Mike was just finishing up talking. I was like, yes.
John?
It was quite a few. It was not that many.
Not that many questions. No. Normally there are more questions.
Everyone was very verbose.
Well, I mean, I'm always
Everyone's
verbose.
Everyone's very verbose.
All right, so I love doing Gishwas every year. The greatest international scavenger hunt the world has ever seen.
Woo!
I gish hard with my brother and his friends, and it's ridiculous and wild. And if you're sticking around afterwards, I will tell you guys, or I'll show you guys some of the funny things that I've done. One of the ones that I'm most famous for on my Facebook page, with my friends, is I dressed as a sky dancer. I made my own costume out of the collapsible
One of those
laundry
dudes that dances in front of something.
Right? So I made my own sky dancer costume out of collapsible laundry things. Basket things that the kids use in the colleges. And and I made it and I danced.
What were your arms?
It was all, so I bought a bunch of fabric.
Okay.
And so the arms were just fabric that I made little sleeve things, and it was so hot that I just pinned the sleeves so there was room there, because it was 90 degrees when I did this. I also stole the giant speaker from work. I used to work at a dance studio, so I stole the speaker from work and had it plugged in to my car, right? So I'm blasting super loud music in downtown Ipsy and sky dancing in front of the Sprint store with the actual sky dancer behind me. So I'm known for this because it's hilarious. And I'll show you guys the video if you want to stick around.
It's a really funny
if you want to
video,
stick around
yeah.
afterwards and see it.
Oh, we have a screen. We should just pull it out.
There are things going on. I can't even. I'm to the point where I'm not making sense. One tenth of my sentences
are
not.
Is that your first jar or your second jar?
It's my third jar.
Oh. You had two jars in the room and one to go?
I had two jars in the room and one to go.
Nice.
Catch the fuck up.
Well, I'm on my second jar, but my jars are twice the size of yours.
So, I love Gishwas. I love being weird. I love doing the things. If you're not familiar with it, you should totally look it up. I let you talk for this whole episode. I'm leaving. You can have your own damn podcast. So
I
love Gishwas, and they said last year is probably gonna be the last year. Last year is probably gonna be the last time they do Gishwas. So my brother and his wife love to go to Gen Con, and my brother and his wife just had a baby. My little niece Zelda, she's 3 weeks old. She's the cutest thing in the whole wide world, and I love her very much.
Such an old-fashioned name. I wonder where he got it from.
I know I'm so shallow. I don't even know anything about the baby yet, and I already love it. Right?
She's so cute!
She is so cute. I need more baby pictures. I gotta get my baby fix. So what was I saying? I don't
Gen
know.
Gen Con.
I'm
baby.
Drunk. So we're going to Gen Con with the baby, right?
Which
we're
is a like, board game conference pretty much. No, it's more than that. Yeah.
It is more than that.
Badger is back from peeing, everyone.
Thank God. So we're taking the baby with us.
I replenished the water tank.
Thank God.
Which, by the way, is the best time to travel with a child is when they're an infant and can't do anything but sleep, poop, and eat. So just strap them to you.
Do all the traveling.
Just strap them to your body and go.
So Misha Collins is the one who runs Gishwiss, and he did this like video and was like, Gish is still happening. And I was like, yay, I love that. I'm so happy. And then they were like, here are the dates. And it is during Gen Con, which I already have my tickets for and the hotel for and everything. You have to commit to that way in advance.
It's in August, right?
Yeah.
Like the second
first
week
of August.
First week of August.
So Gen Con was the second week of August last year. But this year, they're both the first week of August, which is why they conflict. And I've just been so bummed about it because it's two things that I really, really love that are happening at the same time. And people are like, can't you like do the scavenger hunt at Gishwiss? And I was like, both of those things are like energy intensive things that like take up all of your time. So
do
no.
we still have that video from our butter rubbing?
No. Yes. It. And I. What? No.
We should put it on. We should put it on our page for all to enjoy.
Oh my God. Okay. So my first year that I did Gishwiss, one of the items was butter up your friend. Okay, literally. Butter up your friend, literally. So we microwaved two giant tubs of Land O'Lakes, and Shannon dumped them on me and groped me. And it's so homoerotic that I can't, like, I love Shannon, I love me, I love butter, I love being
She's
hilarious.
Like, I'm uncomfortable! This is making me uncomfortable! We have to stop!
So yeah, it made me, yes, I still can't watch it because it makes me uncomfortable. It made your husband uncomfortable, who was the one who was taping
it. Did we have music to it?
Yeah, we did, gonna dress you up in my love, all over.
I think I need that file, and I'm gonna overlay... I touch myself to it. Because that's a more appropriate song to what went down on my patio.
It was disturbing. I'm disturbed by it.
Well, right. You asked me to perform.
No,
I did not give 110%.
Shannon, I gave 110% too. We both were fully in it. It's just watching the video that makes me uncomfortable. Like we were fully committed. But watching the video, I'm like.
Should not have taped that.
All right, so guys, we're into hour two. Now we're there, we exist there, so we're gonna open shit up to question time. You can ask us what any kind of stupid, ridiculous, serious, magical questions.
We have a lot of opinions, so whatever you want to ask is fine with us.
Yeah, so ask. This is the
AMA portion.
The AMA part
of the podcast.
Of the podcast. No, you guys have to come up here so that our listeners
come on up here so we can
so
get
our
your
listeners
voices.
Can hear, because there are people who actually there are 13 people
that listen on a regular basis, and they or would, just auto download and don't really listen. We're not sure.
But Javi would be disappointed.
Javi's not listening to us, fucker. He had no clue Lisa was in my life.
What is my brother asked a question, but we'll do Ben first and then Joseph.
Molly, have you ever had the chance to tell Shannon to walk it off?
No, because Shannon is such a goddamn badass that this is where this comes from. She would be bleeding from her head and clearly need stitches and be like, guys, I'm gonna walk it off. Like she could have a like 6-inch gash and not like be like bleeding into her eye and be like, I'm fine.
Vegas, baby. I do like not as much as I used to, but I used to trip and fall like all the time. On like my 25th birthday, we were at Mongolian Barbecue. And I got drunk at the bar because we had to wait an hour. And then I was walking through the restaurant with my cup and literally just fell. Boom! So I went down, but like my drink stayed up. And it was like a frozen drink, so it actually didn't spill. The only thing that spilled was like what was mounded, and it's like sloshed off the top. I legit sprained my ankle and didn't realize it till I got home because it was winter. My birthday's in February, and when I took off my boot, like my ankle was like swollen like this, and I was like, oh, I can't work tomorrow. But yeah, so I used to fall all the time, so I'm used to spraining my ankles left and right. But that hasn't happened as often anymore since I've been doing some martial arts training. So,
Shannon, your
birthday's
in February.
When's your birthday?
February 20th.
Mine's the 18th. Shut the fuck up, Ben. How come it's not on my calendar?
How come you and Ben haven't been doing epic joint parties?
What the hell?
Clint's birthday's in February. Bob's birthday's in February. My birthday's in February. Your birthday's in February. Like
Abe Lincoln.
I've been wanting to do like a massive joint party for years.
Hold the reins, man.
Sorry. New Orleans. How old will you be in 2 years?
2 years older.
Good. Great. Great. All right.
It's not
so
42.
Joseph asked a question. What is the thing that will take down Donald Trump? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing can happen. Nothing will happen.
Russia's happening.
He will just keep being untouchable. Yeah. And also will probably win in 2020 because people just like...
are fucking dumbass.
But people are fucking...
Karen went to the bathroom right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't... Listen, that's not what I want. By any stretch of the imagination.
I agree.
But
it would be amazing if the Republican Party was like, yeah, we're done. We're nominating someone else.
But I just have so little hope and faith in my fellow human beings that people suck. All right, so Scott, was that your thought also, or
yeah,
do you?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I think that there's actually a good chance he'd
like,
be reelected.
Like, legit, like, nothing's taking him down. Like, so much shit has come out. He's the shadiest man on the planet. Like, during the election, I actually called one of my best friends bawling. Her husband used to be a personal chef for Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. And I was like, please tell me this is all an act. Please tell me this is all an act. This is just like one of those things. You know, people have like public personas, but deep down inside, they're really good and they donate and they do amazing things, but they don't want people to know they're actually a good person. They'd rather like maintain that asshole persona. I was like, please tell me that's just his persona. And she's like, I used to think it was, but not after this shit that just came out. And it was during the pussy grab clips. And she's like, he's a dirty pig, and I can't believe I stood up for him for so long. I was like, oh my God, like, and I lost it.
You were supposed to help me.
Yeah, help me. But like, right. You know, like, whatever. It's a hot mess. We all know it. Even Lisa's like, what's up with Trump? Like, the rest of the world is on like the page of everyone
just,
in America that's
just
like,
pull it out.
What the
that's what
fuck
she said.
Just happened?
Aim for the face.
Just like pull
just
it up.
Just pull it up.
Yank it up. Just
yank
like,
it.
Give it a great.
Pull it and aim for the.
Oh, did you break it?
No, it broke when I at, like it came like that.
Yeah,
it came broken.
Ham hands over here.
I didn't know it came broken. I have.
I'll just call you ham hands.
Okay.
You go ham on stuff like foot vagina cheese. I listen.
All right, so Scott's question is amazing, and I have such an amazing answer for it.
What's Scott's question?
Most awkward sexual encounter.
Mine's
so
I thought that
good.
Was a comment on our butter facade.
No, it was a question. No, he's asking what it was. Shannon, do you have one?
Like, what kind of awkward are we talking about?
Well, I'll just tell mine.
Awkward. Like, have I ever broken a dick or have I ever queefed on my partner's face? Like, what?
Yes!
Go on.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so mine went like this. So the ex, the one who took me to the hospital instead of Las Vegas. When he and I broke up, I was like fine for a while. I was like fully fine. I was like, I'm doing great with this. And then 6 months later, I totally fell the fuck apart. And like my mom would come in and she'd be like, why are you crying? And I'd be like, Mark and I broke up.
But she was like 6 months ago, walk it right. off. So
just gas.
Take some gas X, I'll be fine.
So you know, after that, like I did my like Tinder slut it up phase. You go through that phase, right? So this was a Tinder date. This guy I'd been sort of like keeping in my pocket for an emergency. It was one where I knew it was going to be.
This is years ago.
Yeah, many years ago. I knew it was going to be a smash and dash, right? Like I knew this was a one-time thing. So I was like, you know, keeping it there for when I was ready for it. So I had this terrible first date in the night, and I was like, this was the worst thing ever. So I text this guy whose name was James, and I'm like, James, want to hook up? Right? So I drive from like north of Brighton to downriver Detroit for a new date.
Like to Taylor Tuckey, right?
Yeah, to Taylor Tuckey. And I go to, I meet this guy, I pick him up, we go get like a little sleazy ass hotel room. Yeah, oh, always. Yes, we'll take always. Whatever.
Thank
yeah.
This is absent.
Oh! Oh my God!
Amazing.
Smile for Debra.
Oh, you're so sweet. That was being an asshole. Thank you.
You're a lady in distress. What am I
supposed to do? Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you.
I've never had absinthe.
There you go.
Is it okay?
You're not doing it correctly.
Oh, yes.
There needs to be a glass and a decanter and a small sugar cube in a cup with holes in it, and you need to slowly drip it over.
Right.
By the way, if you see a little green fairy floating around, don't worry. She's your friend.
She's supposed to be there. She's supposed to be there.
Yes.
We have seen Moulin Rouge. What kind of monster do you think I am?
I don't know. What sort of monster do you think you are?
I have both soundtracks.
What sort of monster do you think I am?
The kind I love.
Oh. I love Karen so much, I'd totally marry her.
I know. I would marry Karen, too. Can we have a three-way girl relationship? Oh, my God. Wait. No,
side
story. You
want to be our sister wife?
I
totally need a brother husband who's handy.
A brother.
Let's
make this happen.
So excited. Have a farm. I have a large house. Like, we could make this happen. We need Joseph in the mix, too. Yeah.
But, I mean, Ashley has to come also, and the baby.
Which is fine.
Okay.
That would fulfill my dream of having like a commune where me and all my best friends live together
the
and have like a little farm, and we all just like hippy dippy raise our kids together. It's
Joseph
magical.
Says, "Well, I'm Maggie's brother and I'm a husband, so
he is literally a brother husband.
Yeah, he's a brother husband." Funny side story.
Should we just drink this? Yes. Yeah, just so should good. I sip it or shot
it's
it?
It's really oh, hard I should to sip take it. In large doses. It will put you on your tush.
Okay. Well.
It just has wormwood.
Mmm. Ooh, that's lovely.
Certain chemicals which are in the opioid family.
All propaganda by elitist prohibitionists.
Yeah, it's elitist prohibitionist propaganda.
My mouth is watering.
I have a funny accent story.
Well, I had a funny other story, and I don't remember what I'm saying. I'm so... I know that.
You went to Taylor to fuck someone.
Yeah, I went to Taylor to fuck someone, but before that... Oh, Gen Con. I will get there. We're on a tangent.
Circle.
So, yeah, so last year...
Welcome to our podcast.
Last year...
Enjoy the ride.
No, it wasn't at Gen Con. It was at family vacation. So anyway, at family vacation, we were talking about, I don't know, being married, being in love, whatever. And my brother goes, he looks at his wife lovingly and goes, well, I always said you should marry your best friend. And I go, you didn't marry me. Which his wife hates. Oh, no. Joseph and I do, like... incest jokes
creepy
all
incest
the time
jokes all the time
and his
they
wife
like legit look like they're dating, they're so in love with each other. She showed me an old picture of them from like teen, no, he was a teenager in your 20s.
He goes, I tried, they wouldn't let me.
And I'm like, he looks like your boyfriend. What the shit is this picture about?
So one time he and I were going on vacation together. Well, it was a huge family vacation, like cousins, aunts, uncles, everything. But my brother and I were the only two that were flying together on that particular flight. And we hadn't seen each other in a while. And so we were just like, like ribbing on each other, like doing jokes back and forth. And the TSA lady is like, oh, are you guys married? And without missing a beat, he goes, I wish, she's my sister.
Two cousins like that. I have two cousins I'm super close with, and we are like hetero life mates. So if we weren't cousins, I probably would be married to either one of them. So
let's. I mean,
okay.
John Burns is really hot.
John Burns is
my cousin. Like, he is an incredibly good-looking human being. All right.
So we have to get back to
Taylor.
Taylor.
We got to get back to Taylor.
So you've been keeping this guy in your pocket. You had bad date.
Yep, had a bad
date. It's time to literally whip him out.
Whip him out.
And have some sex.
Go for it. And so, you know, like we start off with the foreplay part. And I go, you know, like we just are ready for like break one. It's supposed to be like long marathon-y type thing. And I go to the bathroom. Well, his phone had been ringing. What the fuck are you doing?
What I did. Said invite for... I was trying to add Scott.
You done fucked everything up.
I did not fuck everything up.
Well, I don't know how to fix it either.
I'll fix it.
I'll be fine. Keep talking.
Let's just invite Javi and then we'll be done with this. Nope. Okay, there it is. Now what do we do?
I don't know. Stop touching.
You stop touching. You ruined everything. Okay. So, his phone had rung, and he listened to this message while I'm in the bathroom, and I come out, and he has, are you fucking serious? Jesus goddamn Christ.
Okay, just keep fucking going. I got this.
Shannon ended the...
See, when she said, I believe her, so you should have gone to Vegas.
Keep going. All right, so I come out of the bathroom, and he has this horrible look on his face, and he's like, listen to this. And he puts his, phone on speaker, and it says, hey, James, it's Dad. Grandpa died. So, you know, we had just, like, those like few minutes of hooking up, like round one of foreplay, and then he couldn't get his dick up for the rest of the night, understandably, because his grandpa died. So we just like hung out in our hotel and talked while he was soft, and it was terrible. and then at the end of the
night, I'm actually kind of glad that Joseph missed the end of that story.
And then at the end of the night, he was like, I'm really sorry about that. And we never talked again.
See, now I have like...
Okay. So, did you have a most awkward sexual experience that you came up with?
I had a lot. Ben, fuck you. Ben's like, give us your top three, Shannon. I did have a lot of fun. See, that's what I wanted
Stop
to do.
Stop touching shit! Like, see, God damn it, don't do it!
bring them on camera.
Now this is just streaming right.
No.
Scotty's.
Watch. I know I want to see. Shut up, Scott.
I'm doing it.
No.
Can you do it? Do it. Do it. Please. Didgeridoo man. Go ahead.
There you are.
That is so fun. I fucking love it.
In case you guys have no idea what's going on right now, Scott is on our camera, and so is Karen.
Oh, look at that! It's like audience participation time! Woo!
That is quite lovely.
Awesome. Oh my god. So how do we end that now?
You just...
Don't put finish.
No, just this one.
Just that one? Continue without guest.
Okay.
Oh, that was so fun! I love that. I'm just going to start calling people, Facebook Living, and anyone who talks is like, oh, let's bring them on. What up?
So did you ever come up with a sexual encounter that was
awkward? I had a lot of fun in college. Like,
sex. She was a big slut.
Not as much as Maggie's been having the last few years, but, you know. I did my fair share of making out. I never realized you had to keep track of how many dicks you sucked. I just thought you had to keep track of how many sexual partners you had, right?
Okay, but, wait.
Dick sucking doesn't count.
Okay, but. This is how I got confused and lost, right? So, you know, dick sucking doesn't count, but, like, when you have sex with women, it's just oral, right? So, like, why am I counting women but not men? And then also, like, does it count if I fuck the man in the ass, but, like, he doesn't penetrate me? I don't know. I've gotten so lost and confused. I don't know what my number is. I have no idea. There's too many rules.
42.
Close to accurate, likely.
One of those things if you have to ask, just go ahead and count it.
So, like, you know, like, beside the point of, like, you know.
Right, no, I know. I'm with you, though. I don't know what is.
So, like, you know, besides the normal stories of, like, yeah, we were so drunk, we passed out on each other, and I ended up with a flaccid penis in my hand. To, like, you know, probably the only thing that's really been super embarrassing is, like, you know, totally old married couple bullshit, which is, like, I farted in my partner's face while orgasming when he was going down on me.
Right. Thank God the guy I did that to has left the room.
So, like, that shit happens. So, ladies, I don't know if you know this, but when you orgasm, your rectum pulsates and contracts as well.
Yes,
and if you got something in the chamber, like, you can fart on your partner's face. Yeah. Without knowing. And so that happened.
Shannon ruined everything, Joseph. I don't know what to tell
another
you.
Tip is, if you, and this is not from personal experience, but it's firsthand from a client, if you happen to have a bullet back there that you were playing diddling around with, your back door, please remove it from that vicinity before you orgasm. Because if you leave it back there and you orgasm, your rectum still goes, thank you, and sucks it in. So be careful. Like, always remove the bullet. Like, don't ever put a bullet in your ass, but if you're just playing around, like, make sure you remove it from the vicinity before you orgasm. Hot tips. That's a client tip. I've got a lot of good client tips over the years.
All right. So those. Who else has a come on up and ask a question?
Yeah, so that was an embarrassing sexual encounter. Any?
We have questions. Come on up.
Questions.
You have to ask it on the mic, please.
You have to come up.
Yeah.
You have a story.
I love that. Please.
Stories. Yes.
Look, no, it's okay. I just talked about some guy getting flaccid because he got a call that his grandpa died during our sexual encounter.
That's so sad.
This is our new friend. This is our first PangoCon.
Yes,
right?
I know. Yeah, yes. This is our new friend who we met in the elevator today, whose first PangoCon it is.
Here. Everyone, give her a round of applause.
Say hi.
This is like my 10th, I think. I don't know.
Introduce yourself.
My name's Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
I'm from Detroit.
Hi, Ricky.
From Detroit.
Tell your story. We'd love to hear it.
So my partner and I had gone to our first YumaCon, and we got back to my house. And, you know, it was when we had first started dating, right. And we hadn't done the thing yet. And we started to do the thing. And all of a sudden, we are in my bed, and we hear something in the kitchen, like, you know, moving around, and we're like, oh my God. And I lived in Hamtramck at the time, so not the safest
quality
neighborhood. Yeah. And we give each other this look like, really? You're getting robbed now?
Were you legit getting robbed?
No, she's gonna tell the story. Okay. Pull it together.
Tell the story.
She didn't die.
So,
you know that.
We know she's walking off. Spoiler,
like
walk it off.
Like the heroic
just
man
gasp.
Is, jumps out of bed, puts his pants on,
aww,
and hustles his butt into the kitchen, and sort of like says something. I couldn't really hear what he says, but he comes back and he's like, Ricky, put something on. And I walk into the kitchen, and it is my downstairs neighbor who has sleepwalked into my kitchen and starts to wake up while I'm standing there half naked, and she is mortified. Totally mortified. Following that, I found out that she had a drinking problem. So she may have actually been wasted, but it was this moment of like, really? This is happening now? And it hasn't happened since. And that's my story.
That's good. Sleepwalking strangers while you're in the middle of sex.
Do you have a question for us? We're answering random questions just since you're here. You don't have to ask anything. You just be like, no, bye. Whatever makes you happy.
Have you ever seen a frog eating breakfast?
Is this a joke? Because I haven't.
Then there's your answer.
Oh.
So I'm an art teacher, and if my students don't know what to draw, I tell them to draw a frog eating breakfast.
I love that. My frog would totally be eating eggs and toast.
Eggs and toast. And beer. I'd probably give mine a Bloody Mary.
My brother is commenting, and he said, I love her. She's wonderful, just so you know. Yeah.
All right. Anyone have a question?
We'll answer anything, obviously.
Lindsay has one.
Okay.
Come on up.
Starting a civil war here.
Starting a civil war.
Why?
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Pineapple or no pineapple on your pizza?
Oh. Oh, yeah, no, I don't care. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. I happen to enjoy pineapple on my pizza. So.
There's like...
Yeah.
Listen, it's...
I don't understand why people don't like it. Like, it's fucking delicious.
It's sweet and salty together. Understand. It's and the classic like, it's combination. Shannon, what's my favorite food combination?
A chocolate peanut butter.
Chocolate peanut butter. I love sweet and salty
and you
together.
Asked Maggie, what's her favorite flavor? Chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah.
Like, you need to win her heart over chocolate peanut butter. That is, like the answer is 42. The answer to everything for Maggie is chocolate peanut butter.
There
write
was
that
this
down,
guy,
people.
There was this guy who I was dating. It was 3 years ago, and we were dating when I was here at PangoCon.
I am
really nice, but also, like, very emotionally stunted.
Who?
Like, that's shocking.
You don't have to name them.
What do we call him? Dumbass? We have nicknames for everyone I've ever dated on the podcast. The Ginger. The nice Ginger.
Yeah. That's the year Joseph,
Joseph goes, do you need to woo her for sexy times? Chocolate peanut butter!
The Ginger is the year Joseph took me to see Sanity Clause and Demon Lobster in the and we had cupcakes.
And I had sex with that guy.
Yes.
So.
So and I thought he was like just like a random friend. I didn't know he was the guy you were hooking up with. And Joseph's like, we need to leave the room, Shannon. I was like, okay. He's like, let's go to this podcast. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, why is Maggie in the room? Like,
for a slut, you were really just not like with like, that at that at that moment.
No.
So what was I saying 3 years ago? I was dating that guy.
I literally
Who
have no clue.
Who fucking knows? Nobody knows.
Oh, I know.
Was there a question?
He was the nice Ginger.
Yeah, nice sense.
But who was emotionally
it was
stunted?
The pineapple ham.
Yeah, I don't. I have
salty,
no idea.
Sweet.
Oh, he kept on asking me what my favorite whatever was. That was the point of the story. He kept on being like, "What's your like favorite candy? Reese's. Anything Reese's. What kind of ice cream do you like? Chocolate.
Chocolate peanut butter. Fucker.
And I went like, I went up the street.
Even my husband knows that. And buys us chocolate peanut butter shit when he knows Maggie's in the house.
I know. He's a good husband.
He's not too shabby. He's not as awesome as Scott, but, you know. Other Scott. Yeah.
No one is.
Yeah, no one. One.
He's like my DJ in my entourage.
The DJ, the didgeridoo DJ, nailed it.
This is a great turnout. Look at everyone.
All right. Who else has questions for our drunk asses to answer? What are you doing?
I'm gonna show
Don't
Joseph.
Touch up.
Look. Everyone, say hi to Joseph. Woo!
Everyone,
right. Hey. Okay.
I'm done. Karen's coming up. Hey, I hit that button right there.
I don't trust Perfect. Myself. I'm
I totally
drunk.
Don't have a question.
Oh, that's my jargarita. She stole my jargarita. That's my jargarita.
I was about to refill that
shit. Shake it.
So
shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
It's empty.
It's just empty. You have to make your...
I was going to slide it over to you.
Oh, you have to make a new one down at the end.
That's okay.
I do have a question.
Come on up and ask.
Come up and ask, Mark.
Or just ask really loud. Ask real loud.
I was at TeslaCon, and I met this young lady, and she was younger than me, and she was very vibracious. She was also incredibly drunk. And we went back to
the suite,
and we were having an absinthe tasting party. There was a few other people. But she commented on how sexy she thought older men was. And I'm just sitting there going, okay. And then, you know, she's going into this whole nine yards about how what her boyfriends and her ex-husband and all these people. Finally, after a certain point, she throws up all over herself. And so the question is, at that point, what should your response be?
Well, number one, what did you do?
Yeah, no, we want to know what happened.
That's kind of a story.
Hi, Jenny. Yes, we are. We're real drunk.
Oh, you walked her back to her room and said goodnight?
No, just make sure she got there okay.
Yeah.
That was definitely the appropriate thing.
What I would do, I don't know what that is. That looks like urine.
Dark and stormy. I peed in it.
What I would do at that juncture is...
It's Jenny!
I know.
That's
I said
my sister.
I said hi,
Facebook,
and
sorry.
I also told her that we're drunk.
Everyone, Jenny, everyone in the audience looked behind them to see who just walked in.
What I would do in that circumstance is also ask her for her number, and then check in on her the next day and ask her how she was doing. Right?
So. I didn't, and I regret it to this day.
It's okay. And you know, those things happen. These are learning experiences for our lives. But that's what you do. So she throws up everywhere. You take her home, make sure she's home safe, ask her if you can get her number, and follow up by asking if she's doing okay today.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I actually, even I wouldn't have thought to get her number, but I totally would have, like, taken her back to wherever and shoved her in a bed or something. And, sweetie, in the middle, you look like my BFF from college. Who's behind Lindsay? Hi. You. You look like my girlfriend, Vicky.
Oh, yeah.
You look like Vicky. You look like Vicky, like with super short hair.
Yeah! One-eyed Willie! She's like one-eyed Willie! You are correct!
One-eyed Willie!
Yeah.
That's fucking hideous.
Yeah, come see me up front later and I'll show you a picture of my girlfriend. Like, you look just like, I'm like, Vicky is in the audience.
Vicky's here.
Yeah, for sure. Like, always, like, and I am a nurturing person anyway, so even Karen last night was like, Shannon, we got this. I'm like, well, you're my friends. I love you. I'm going to hang out with you. I'll make sure you get out the door.
It's
like,
great.
Appropriately. Oh, yeah, it's my fucking jargarita. It's not yours.
Shannon,
it's mine.
Keep up.
So, I know.
No, it was me.
She
that
fucking
was
stole my margarita. That's mine. That's my mix. That's not your mix.
Whatever. You made three jars. I was planning on having one of your jars.
Oh, okay. Well, I brought all the booze with me, so...
Well, Scott loves me and made me a drink.
Yes, he does. A dark and stormy.
Who else has ridiculous or normal questions for us? Vicky lookalike.
Vicky lookalike.
Fuck yeah, Vicky.
Fuck yeah.
So, this has been, like, a bone of contention with me all day, and I want to know...
Bone of contention.
Bone of contention.
Do you have a specific nerddom that you... Specific nerddom. Above all other nerddoms, it's really important to you.
No, I'm a total whore. But my...
She's like, me too, I'm a whore also.
My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, said one of the things that she loves most about me is that, like, there's so many nerddoms that she can buy me stuff from that I'm really easy to shop for. So, yeah, there's not one that I love above all others. Why can't I just love everything? There's lots of love in my heart. Shannon, you.
Woo! Yeah, I'm kind of,
I think I'm one of those more like mainstream fair weather friends, so I get some of the obscure things, but I might like I totally don't watch Steven Universe, but I know who he is and I know the characters.
Okay, you have to eat gummy bears and watch Steven Universe with
because,
me.
Because Maggie talks about him so much. And that's like why I love PenguinCon, is that I get immersed and exposed to things I would never normally be exposed to as like a mainstream kind of gal. So I guess
Joseph's mad at you.
Shannon Marshall, get your act together. So I kind of, like Maggie, pay attention to a little bit of everything, but there's nothing, I don't think there's really one thing I totally geek out over.
My parents, it's not like there's not one thing, I geek out over everything.
Super Star Wars fans. Just because we appreciate them, and maybe we have every movie poster ever created in a Star Wars room, but like
I have a story. But we don't
read the books or read the comics or watch the the cartoons. Like we're just kind of like mainstream fair weather fans, and my parents are like, buy them all the Darth Vader shit. I have lightsabers. I have a Darth Vader costume. My husband named me Darth Vociferous. right? Yeah. She got that in the back over there. That was a cackle.
And Star Trek fans equal.
I love Star Trek.
Well, so do I, but Mission Impossible is so much fun.
Everybody should just appreciate
and kind of love everything. So that scene in the new Star Trek movie with Sabotage, when they destroy the alien ships, was motherfucking amazing. And I watched it on my tiny like 42 inch TV. I was like, Scott, we have to watch that downstairs on the 70 inch. And he was like, I told you. I was like, I know, I hate walking downstairs. Sorry.
It's a lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort.
All right, so I had a Star Wars story, and I remembered that I had a Star Wars story.
And I didn't have to say anything. Got it. You.
Okay, so my parents were married in 1977, the year that A New Hope
came out. Star Wars, because I have that movie poster, and it literally just says Star Wars.
It does. So, they were married in August of that year, and they could not figure out their like wedding music, right? They just did not have an idea for their recessional, right? Which is the come back down the aisle, the one in the movies where they go dun 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 dun, right? But nobody uses that music. So they're like, what the fuck do we use for this?
Did they walk back down to the Imperial March?
No, they walked back down to the medal ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh. 77. That's amazing. Right? My friend did that in like 2007.
My sister walked to the Imperial March.
That is my ringtone on my husband's phone.
But in 77, it wasn't, like, people didn't realize.
People didn't do that shit.
People didn't do that shit. And two, people didn't realize. In fact, my prim and proper grandmother who grew up, Joseph, my brother goes, don't forget what grandma said. So,
that's a really nice song.
Wait. Where are rich people from? Grosse Pointe. She was from Grosse Pointe.
Birmingham, Grosse Pointe.
Right. No, my grandmother grew up with a live-in maid. I'm not lying. So
hashtag privileged.
All right. So their actual, like, their processional, Jesus Christ, I'm drunk. Their processional was traditional music, but they played it on the guitar, right? So on the way back, the recessional, they do the medal ceremony, and my grandma leans to who's sitting next to her and goes, finally some traditional music.
So can I piggyback off that?
Whatever the fuck you want.
So for my wedding was kind of metal,
which I missed.
Which she missed.
I missed
she had
Shannon's
the swine flu.
Wedding because I had
fucking
swine
bitch.
Flu.
I told her I was like just put on a Michael Jackson mask and come on over. Come on now.
I had the swine of 09. That's how I always remember what year you got married.
So So we had a very metal wedding. It was on Halloween. It was a masquerade ball, and all the extra details were heavily paid attention to, and if you were woke, you got everything. That's not how you use woke. I know. I understand.
Shannon makes up her own. Like, for those of you who don't know, Shannon just makes up her own vocabulary and word meanings, and I make fun of her for it. So. But I don't care. I'm just a bitch.
Okay, so our wedding party walked into Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses, but it was done with cello music. So no one knew what it was unless you could pick out the notes via cello. And you were like, I think this is Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses. And that's how I tested it. I did market test it. I played this song for one friend. I was like, what do you think about this for my wedding party to walk into? She's like, that is a really great instrumental piece. I love it. Vicky lookalike's like, did she say finally something traditional? No, like she was just like, yeah, that's a great piece. And then I played it for another friend and she like gave me this weird look, another like tilt head tilt, and she was like, is this Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses? I was like, yes! She was like, that's amazing. You should put it in your wedding. I was like, I know! And of course I did. Of course I did. So anyway, that was
So Scott asked us, what is on your sex playlist? Anytime I'm about to get down and dirty, I put on Don't Want No Short Dick Man.
Don't want. Itty weeny.
That's not real. I mean, the song is real, but I've never done that.
Hey, don't knock the short dick man. Sometimes they can just, they're like Energizer bunnies. They can keep going and going and going and going.
Hey, what's the point?
The point is I can fit the whole thing in my mouth, Scott. Whatever. At once. Yeah. Without gagging. That's the point.
So what but real answer to that question, the band Rat-A-Tat. I just feel like all of their music is just like, you know, it's good sex music. It doesn't have words to it, so you never have that moment where you're like, what the fuck am I listening to right now? So yes.
Bonobo's better.
That's a great one, too, though. That's good. Bonobo's good, too. Yes, I absolutely agree.
You look great right now.
I know. She's so gorgeous.
No, you look great.
Thank
like,
you.
Am I doing beer goggles? Like,
Shannon's getting real gay for me right now, you guys.
Oh, get out the butter.
Get out the butter.
I'm going to track you up in get my love.
All over.
Let her know you're going to finish the pull the bullet away.
Don't forget to pull the bullet away, everyone.
Shannon, do you have a sex playlist?
I do have a sex playlist.
It's Star Wars.
Full of a lot of either rock or hip-hop. It depends on the mood. But I definitely have some Rob Zombie on that list.
My brother. Wait. Okay, so real quick. Joseph, look. Just put on the Marvin Gaye Pandora station and you are fucking golden. That is tips from my brother, who's my favorite human being. Yes.
So, I wasn't.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Hang on.
Sorry, one more second.
Shannon was.
So I have some Rob Zombie, and then I definitely have some like more traditional shit like Pony from Genuine. So it's like a Magic Mike / metal mix. It's really
traditional.
Really eclectic, and I might have it on my phone. I can show you later. It's always good to be prepared.
I'm Mark,
a good Girl Scout.
Mark.
I do have a Star Wars story.
You have a Star Wars. You want to come up and say
if
it on
you
mic?
Have a story, you have to come up and share it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, but the people who listen to our podcast eventually won't be able to hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
They don't care.
What I'm getting from this is that sex with Shannon is very dangerous.
Yes, you never know if I'm going to strangle you or ride your dick like a pony. So.
Don't say that to my brother, Jesus Christ.
Put that right up to your mouth.
Badger, what'd you say, love?
Is your brother not good enough for Shannon?
My brother and Shannon would be great together. If Scott ever dies and Ashley dies, I'm gonna try to get you. Actually, that is a terrible. All of that was a terrible.
I'm gonna try to hook you up if you're respective spouses ever die.
Right.
Nailed it. Which is going to be picked up on one phone and not the other.
Why?
I don't have a mic in my hand. Mark has it.
Oh, hi, Mark. What's your question Whoa. Story?
Is this working?
Yep,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You're
so
jumping.
I was dating this woman, and she was sort of in the sort of traditional suburban middle class kind of stuff, and she had never really got into the Star Wars stuff. And she showed me this picture of this couple cosplaying, and one was a Wookiee, and the other one was Princess Leia. And I explained to her the context of this story. And I said, well, Princess Leia is classically into bad boys. That's why she's hanging out with Han Solo. Okay, and she has this kind of illicit thing going with her brother. Now, she has the Force and he has the Force. They gotta kind of know that they're genetically associated, right? But that's kind of the forbidden love. Well, as the story unfolds, she ends up with, what's his name? The big slug.
Oh, Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. And she's sitting there.
Jabba the Hutt, which was the title of my wedding album.
Jabba the Hutt. And I said, but there's this look of satisfaction on her face where she finally found true satisfaction. This is what she was really, this really, I don't know what it is, it's just sexual chemistry. But this too, relationship could not work. So what happened was she basically settled on grabbing a bit of Wookiee.
Oh.
Here's this big guy, furry guy with large feet. I'm talking about the golden rule of proportions here. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I love it.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Man, I thought of a thing, and now I don't remember that
Doesn't
thing.
Chewie have a wife back on his own planet?
Nala.
Like from
I thought you didn't ascribe to that like side stuff from the movies.
Oh, I love the side stuff.
You just she
I said I don't read books or watch cartoons, but I pay attention. Lumpy and Nala.
Did you see the Star Wars special, the Christmas special?
Everyone's seen the Christmas special.
Fuck yeah.
I'm aware of it. I've never seen it. I may
if
have
you've
been,
never
like,
gotten high
when it came out,
and watched
so.
The Christmas special, your life is sad.
Damn it, we need to be friends.
We are friends.
Vicky too. Do we have any questions? Okay, no. It's so bad.
That was what Jozo said. All right, any other questions for us? We're just going to keep going. I know that we're supposed to end soon.
I doubt there's anything in here.
Is there anything?
Can somebody check for us?
Sure.
What?
There is supposed to be a thing.
There's a
thing. Wow, that's late.
Aww.
We're late. That's a sad story.
Are half of you here for the next thing?
Come sit with us.
What is next?
Oh, it's good. It's Mark Ashiro reads Tartingo.
I will literally pass out, though.
On
a scale of 1 to 10.
Bad erotica.
I'm drunk.
After us. Way too drunk for that bullshit. All right. I guess we have to wrap it up.
Like a dick.
It is 9:49. We do have to wrap it up.
What?
Yes. Oh, Ben has a question real quick. One more question, and then we have to wrap it up like a dick. So apparently someone's reading bad erotica here next.
Stay for it.
Nobody was actually here to see us.
They're all here for the bad erotica.
It's a sad story.
We got great seats.
It's a sad story.
No, it's a great though. Seriously, it's a great story.
All right, Ben, question, thoughts.
If you had a day where you could do anything with anyone, what would you do for that day and who would you do it with?
I get high with Snoop Dogg.
Such a Is that because we were just talking about Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, but also that's what I want to do. Right. Yeah, I tried, one, I'd try to get him to teach me how to rap. Two, I would want to know about his snacks, right? Because he's such good pals with Martha Stewart. He has got to have some great stoner snack ideas. Like, there has got to be something amazing going on there.
Could you keep up with Snoop Dogg?
No, fuck no, I'd die.
Fuck no, I'd die.
Honestly, I do eat edibles every day, but I like to live my life at about like a 2 or 3 out of 10. Yeah. You know, like I just like to ride it out constantly. Right. Yeah, Snoop Dogg lives his life at a 15 out of 10. I would totally die. But it would be a great way to go out. Shannon, you?
That is a really great question.
I would hang out with you.
No, you would hang out with me. Like, Ryan Reynolds is popping into my head right now.
No, Ryan Reynolds, I will not sit on your face. That came from a long time ago. Real quick, back. Where I was saying that I like stupid skinny guys or like really beefy guys that I like this big or like this big, and that was what Shannon yelled at me.
Ryan Reynolds. He's just kind of funny. I love the funny guys. So, and I'm really drunk, and I can't give a super thoughtful answer to that.
You wouldn't sit on his face. Would he sit on your face?
No, I don't do that.
Anymore.
I'm married. I don't do that anymore. Remember, 67 dicks in college. Not after.
At a time?
At a time.
At once? In a row? All right, you guys.
Jesus, are you Phil Collins?
Are you Phil Collins? Yes. So apparently we do have to legit wrap it up and can't, like, hang out. But we will just, like, wheel our mobile bar on out to the, like...
Thanks,
outside
love.
Area and hang out.
All right,
and drink a
so for
more.
Those of you who are in here who want
yes,
to find us and listen to us later, we are That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
On Podbean, iTunes, or Stitcher. That More Thing.
Apple, Tunes, yeah. Nailed it.
On Facebook. On Facebook as well.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. If you want to be part of our super secret group, come up to us after the thing and we will add you there. You can find me on Twitter. I am Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
This has been PenguinCon 2018.
This is our 6th year at PenguinCon doing a live podcast.
Wait. Pause. Ooh. Are we getting drunk or That More Thing?
We're getting drunk with That More Thing.
Getting drunk! Wait, come to what?
That More Getting Drunk. That thing. More Getting Drunk thing with
Shannon and
Maggie.
Bye!
Suce un sac de bites.